Shifting away from the subject of sensory systems, we can also use the skills of our motor output systems to shift our perspective into the here and now. Purposely relaxing muscles you routinely hold tense can help you release pent-up energy and feel better. I'm constantly checking in with the tension in my forehead, and inevitably, if I can't fall asleep at night, I consciously loosen my jaw and then proceed to pass right out. Thinking about what is going on with your muscles is a great way to pull your mind back into the present. Systematically squeezing and relaxing them may help you come back to the here and now. Lots of people use movement and exercise to shift their minds. Yoga, Feldenkrais, and Tai Chi are awesome tools for personal development, relaxation, and growth. Non-competitive sports are also a great way to get you back into your body and out of your left brain. Walking in nature, singing, creating and playing music, or getting lost in the arts can easily shift your perspective back to the present moment. Another avenue for shifting one's focus away from the churning loops of our left cognitive mind is through purposely using our voice to interrupt those looping patterns of thought that we find distressful or distracting. I find that using repetitious sound patterns, such as mantra, which literally means place to rest the mind, is very helpful. By breathing deeply and repeating the phrase, "In this moment, I reclaim my joy," or "In this moment, I am perfect, whole, and beautiful," or "I am an innocent and peaceful child of the universe," I shift back into the consciousness of my right mind. Listening to a verbal meditation that guides me into a thought pattern with emotion and physiology is another great way to shift my mind away from unwanted loops. Prayer, whereby we use our mind to intentionally replace unwanted thought patterns with a chosen set of thought patterns, is another way to consciously guide one's mind away from the incessant squirrel cage of verbal repetition into a more peaceful place. I absolutely love vocal tuning with sounding bowls. These are large bowls made of exquisite quartz crystal. When stroked, the bowls resonate so powerfully that I can feel the vibration right down to my bones. My worries don't stand a chance at hanging on to my mind when the sounding bowls are in play. I also draw angel cards several times a day to help me stay focused on what I believe is important in life. The original angel cards come in sets of assorted sizes, with each card having a single word written on them. Every morning when I first get up, I ritualistically invite an angel into my life and draw a card. I then focus my attention on that particular angel throughout my day. If I'm feeling stressed or having an important phone call to make, I will often draw another angel to help me shift my mind. I'm always in quest of being open to what the universe will bring me. I use the angel cards to shift me back into a state of being generous of spirit, as I really like what I attract when I am open. Some of the angels include enthusiasm, abundance, education, clarity, integrity, play, freedom, responsibility, harmony, grace, and birth. Drawing angels is one of the simplest and most effective tools I have found to help me shift my mind out of my left hemisphere's judgment. If I had to pick one output action word for my right mind, I would have to choose compassion. I encourage you to ask yourself, what does it mean to you to be compassionate? Under what circumstances are you inclined to be compassionate, and what does compassion feel like inside your body? Generally, most of us are compassionate with those we see as our equals. The less attached we are to our ego's inclination for superiority, the more generous of spirit we can be with others. When we are being compassionate, we consider another's circumstance with love rather than judgment. We see a homeless person or a psychotic person and approach them with an open heart rather than fear, disgust, or aggression. Think about the last time you reached out to someone or something with genuine compassion. How did it feel inside your body? To be compassionate is to move into the right here, right now, with an open heart consciousness and a willingness to be supportive. If I had to choose one word to describe the feeling I feel at the core of my right mind, I would have to say joy. My right mind is thrilled to be alive. I experience a feeling of awe when I consider that I am simultaneously capable of being at one with the universe while having an individual identity whereby I move into the world and manifest positive change.